That's auspicious.
Huh?
That's auspicious.
Yeah.
Gordon Tai.
Hi, Gordon Tai. Yes, come
in. He's going down the art.
Three.
Huh? So, why the moon is particularly rises from the eastern side?
What's the question?
The moon, according to the
scientists,
the moon is going down like this.
Right.
So, why the moon is rising from the eastern side? It is going down while it appears from the eastern side.
They say because the earth is spinning on an axis. Because the earth is turning.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
What's the answer, Srila Prabhupada?
So you answer?
According,
he has understood.
According to Bhagavatam, the moon is not going around the earth. It is revolving around Mount Sumeru, isn't it?
Yeah, according to Bhagavatam, that is a different thing.
But why the moon should simply follow that same pattern?
Yeah.
Going east to west, why not?
Random.
Sometimes rising from the south.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps from the north.
Well, they say it has a fixed orbit around the earth. It has a fixed orbit around the earth.
Who fixed the orbit?
Chance. And the sun.
Wonderful question.
Is also rising from the east. But sun is fixed up. And moon is moving. So why is that coming from the same side?
Coming from the west.
Wonderful question.
Huh?
These are wonderful things.
Well, they say that the moon is actually moving around the earth. And the earth is rotating, and the sun is only appears to move around the earth.
Is that supposed to an answer?
Well, they both appear that way because of the turning of the earth.
The sun is fixed up.
The earth is turning.
Earth is turning, and moon is turning. But why the sun and moon rises from the same side?
If the earth turns in that direction.
Let's stop. It is proper answer.
Why doesn't the moon sometimes rise in the south or the north?
Because the sun, because the earth is not turning in the opposite direction.
What is doing on the roof?
He's taking photographs.
This boy join us rather than the chaos.
The moon is not going around the earthly planet.
Very revolutionary thought. Because children all over the world in schools, they're taught simply that the moon is going around the earth. They shouldn't question it.
And they say, you should not question?
No, should not question it. It's taken as fact.
Mm. my point is, the moon is going around the earth, beginning from here to there. Similarly, the sun is also going around the earth. But if you see the similar way,
yes.
It is rising and going that way. So how you can say one is fixed, one is standing? The process we find the same. How we can say that this is fixed and this is going on? Why is the process is the same? Then the result will be the same.
Then they wouldn't be able to prove it.
And the moon is not seen also for 15 days in the morning. As a layman, we should say that as the moon is rising from this side, I'm going to this side. The sun is also rising from this side. The moon is moving, the sun is moving.
If that's true, then what about the changes in the moon's phase? Sometimes
true or not true, I'm layman. I'm saying that the moon is rising from this side and going to this side. The sun is also rising from this side and going to this side. If the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
Common sense.
Huh? Yes, I'm a layman. Actually, the sun is moving, but they say fixed up.
Same though, the sun, the moon would always appear full, and it goes through changes, the phases.
Yes. Why the moon?
Say that everything is moving. Both the earth is moving, sun is moving, and the moon is moving. But everything has got its own time. Moon is moving once around in 28 days, and earth is moving around in 365 days, and sun is also moving in its own time.
But this is some fixed stuff.
No, they don't say fixed stuff. No.
They say there's a point called the galactic center of the universe, and everything is moving around that point.
They say like that.
Well, what is that center?
They're near the sun. They've just imagined it. Close to the sun, but not exactly the sun. It's the center, they say.
Our Bhagavad says the whole planetary system is moving like this.
Yes.
Centering the pole star.
Yes.
They admit that there's some center of the universe, everything is going around that, including the sun. But they don't know exactly where it is.
That is pole star?
No, that's admitted, that the pole star, the stars are revolving around everything. They take photographs.
What?
Of the... Everything revolving around the pole star, the constellations.
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu, Srila Prabhupada? Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu?
The phases of the moon, quarter moon, half moon, full moon.
Waxing and waning.
Waxing and waning of the moon.
No.
What's it do?
That I do not exactly immediately.
We don't accept.
No, probably say not right now.
Moon is far away from the sun. That is from Bible.
Further away.
That's
very
opposite. Baba, there's another question I have. I remember in a walk, I've read in your books that the moon's glowing is due to reflecting the sun. Then I remember on a walk in Vrindavan, you said that the moon is fiery, just like the sun, but there's a cooling atmosphere around it. So is it actually fiery glow, or is it simply a reflecting glow?
That is said
glow?
In Bhagavad.
It says reflection in the Bhagavad.
No, it is also fiery.
No,
like. But it is because it is far away from the sun.
Hmm.
It is not so glowing. Oh.
So it's not a question of reflection, only.
The reflection theory is the modern theory.
Because sometimes in the books it's stated.
Yes. Sometimes I'm taking this modern theory.
Just so that people will understand an example.
Another question is, how do the different seasons come about? Winter, summer, spring?
It is due to the movement of the sun.
The
movement of the sun.
Movement of the sun.
But they say the sun is fixed.
Yes, they say the earth is tilting back and forth like this.
And that is only thing, but it takes a little time. But the movement of the sun, Uttarayan, Dakshina, what is their explanation?
They say that the earth is tilting like this, the sun is fixed. When the earth tilts like this in the northern hemisphere, there's summer. When it tilts like this, the southern hemisphere, there's summer. It's tilting back and forth as it revolves around the sun.
Tilting?
Yes.
But they say it is...
Well, they say the earth is on a tilted axis, 23 degrees from the North Pole.
Yeah. So as it revolves around the sun...
That's another theory.
Huh?
There's two different things.
It's simultaneously going around the sun, and also in itself it is turning.
Yes.
And then it's sometimes tilting on a particular axis.
Huh. Not
simultaneously
exactly.
Moving around the so-called central
the six
sun.
6 months that it tilts.
And then it also spins, the globe
tilting,
spins.
Huh?
And then it has different tilts. It takes different degrees.
The same.
And when the sun's rays hit the earth at a particular angle, it becomes cooler or hotter.
While it's spinning, it's not just spinning straight up and down, it's on an axis. So it's spinning like this.
Yeah, it's going around like a ball.
Not like this, like this.
Yeah.
It's on an angle.
And then it is tilting.
But how does that explain summer and winter?
Because sometimes it's closer to the sun.
It spins every 24 hours, it's turning. How should that matter?
No, but the orbit around the sun is
elliptical.
Yes, elliptical.
Yeah, for instance, in Sweden, when they have a certain part of the year where it is always dark. So they say this is because the Earth's axis is shifted. So that, yeah.
Say what? It's going to begin today, no?
Jai Patakamash? The work, when will it begin again?
Mahesha told me the work is going on.
Going on?
He said some men are coming today.
More are coming today.
They are having no difficulty.
Seems to be there enjoying themselves.
On the whole, the devotees don't appear to be falling sick as they have in previous years.
No.
They seem to be well and happy.
The arrangements are getting better every year.
The devotees aren't eating so much and sleeping so much this year.
No, they don't sleep. They only get up at 1:30.
Yeah, they're very good.
Make a suggestion before they leave, have a little meeting, things that could be improved, and next year we can even make it better.
Very good. Take that suggestion.
Srila Prabhupada, is the earth also spinning? Or is it simply the sun's movement that causes day and night everything?
No planet is spinning except this sun. All are fixed up. But the whole thing is there is Bhagavad. And that we can see at night. It is like a tree that it is moving. And the sun is moving. And all other planets, they are
fixed.
Fixed.
How is it we see the moon coming in every day then? How is it that we see the moon moving?
Moon? Yeah, that is, of course, I do not remember, but the whole planetary system is moving.
Hmm. And the sun is fixed, but it's also moving.
Everything is revolving around that pole star?
Hmm. Yeah.
Everything is moving around the sun, and the sun is moving around the pole star.
No.
Everything
is not moving around the sun.
Like that tree, if the tree revolves on it by itself like that, and then the sun is going around the whole thing.
Yes.
The tree is just moving like that.
Right.
And the different branches, they remain in the same position in relationship to the center of the tree.
But the sun has its own...
But the sun has an orbit around the whole thing.
Its own course.
So the whole universe moves around. Every 24 hours it does one rotation, and then the sun goes around all that.
Every 24 hours?
More.
It's just a beta tattoo.
Huh?
There seems to be one and different simultaneously.
No. Not like that one.
Are the planets shaped like balls or more like plates? Because it's hard to understand. Because they're called dvipas, islands. The roundness, is the roundness of a plate or like a ball?
Which one?
Earth planet.
If it is like a tree, then this thing can be a dvipa. Islands.
Wow. And now the scientists are getting smashed to bits by your statements, Srila Prabhupada. This destroys their whole theory. Orbs. Round spheres. I think that this Mayapur building, we must build a big planetarium in it.
Yeah, that I am going to build. Big planetarium.
Oh, boy.
You're
going to bring a lot of scientists who'll come here just to dispute this.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
World people will come to see big planetarium.
We should advertise it very widely that this is the actual factual explanation of the universe.
This will be automatically advertised. As soon as the temple is finished, people will come back.
We're going to need somebody
to explain. The thing is, on principle, we shall only go against it.
Contrary.
On principle. Whatever they say, yes, we say no.
What is the explanation of an eclipse?
Huh?
Eclipse.
Eclipse are as soon as that Rahu planet comes to attack the sun and the moon. And when it comes, it becomes dark.
How does it attack?
How do I attack it?
When we see part of the moon disappear, what is actually happening?
Happening that attack Suppose if I come to address you and if I have fault, then you cannot see.
Yeah, oh. No, I can't see.
Huh?
Yes. Just like I was standing behind him and he attacks you, I can't see.
By the scientist's calculation of what's happening with the revolving, they can predict an eclipse. Mm-hmm. They can say in advance when an eclipse will come.
We cannot predict.
Yes, they predicted Lord J. Diner's appearance. Eclipse.
And 5,000 years ago,
so apparently they're going to predict Rahu's attack also.
Yes, sir.
Actually, even the scientists say there's astrological reasons behind it.
So they're predicting 5,000 years before the scientists. This is the explanation.
Now, when there was no civility.
Yes.
Huh?
There is no civilization 5,000
years. Yeah, 3,000 years
cavemen.
Before, there was no civility.
I read that recently in an anthropology book that 3,000 B.C., means 5,000 years ago, everyone was living, especially in this part of the world, people were simply living in caves.
English propaganda. English propaganda.
They had very crude tools for making their things. Practically, they were like animals.
So how this literature came?
Well, they say it's not older than 1,500 years old.
1,000, where are other literatures like that? 1,500 years in Europe and other places?
No such thing.
Well, they have them.
Only the literatures were here in India?
No, they have them. They also have mythology in Greece and Roman mythology, too.
Mythology, maybe, but so purposeful verses, very.
Nowhere.
Huh?
Well, like Gita's philosophy.
Yeah.
That they can't match anywhere.
Then?
How can a caveman make it then?
Yeah.
Each verse, so...
Huh?
Each
so
verse.
Each, is it possible to compose a verse by the caveman? How foolish it is. Not only that, in Mahabharata, there are 100,000 verses. In Bhagavad, there are 18,000 verses. Simply, Purana is very such rich literature. If there are cavemen, where from this literature came?
They also say Krishna was a tribal chief, but how could he speak such philosophy?
How rascal.
There are a few flaws in the theory.
Okay. Best class of men, the Aryans. And they are worshipping a tribal chief. What was Arjun? He was also tribal chief. Arjun said, I become your disciple. So what was he? That he is submitting to a tribal chief? Shishastriham sadhi mahang parpanna. And he is teaching Bhagavad Gita.
Still being read after 5,000 years.
And still they cannot assimilate it. So yes. Our so-called civilized man.
Right.
They cannot understand in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantara prapti, that there is transmigration of the soul. This is Raskin and his tribal chief.
Just to master the language takes 12 years.
Yes.
What to speak of understanding the content.
Mm-hmm.
exhibit, The Farce of Modern Science.
Hmm?
The Farce of Modern Science. And every philosophy and science group where they're just cheating the public, then exhibit how Krishna consciousness is showing the real way.
You should do that in this planetarium.
Be very nice.
That is.
Srila Prabhupada, a few years ago I presented an exposition, and in that was a planetarium, and also there was an exhibit called Man's Relationship with God, which was the alternative to modern anthropology, showing how anthropology is not valid, and man's relationship with God is the valid thing. And then regulation is the preventative of the disease, is the alternative to psychology or behaviorism. Like that, all these exhibits can be there showing how science is false and Krishna consciousness.
Whatever thoughts are coming, you note it. Keep it. You shall utilize it.
This Bhagavad Gita
is referring to the Shastra.
Sure.
This present exhibition building?
Yeah, Bhagavad. Take every page of Bhagavad. I think every year they should be changed.
New exhibit.
New exhibit.
Otherwise it would become stale.
Yeah.
Because we have so much material.
It should be done very easily.
Yeah.
By conveyor belt system.
Yeah, the doll maker, they can make dolls within 15 days. Finished. They can do so expert.
It should be life-size.
Huh?
It should be life-size, like walking into the forest of Namasharanya.
Not life-size. 3 feet, 4 feet. That will be.
Yeah, the old exhibits can be sold to the visiting temples. They can take them back to their...
No, that is not...
BBT did such nice packing with this modern styrofoam that they could easily move even fragile clay models. They brought the glass, like, I think, and they didn't break it. With this plastic foam.
That plastic bullet is now in motor car. If you fire, it will not enter. The bullet. Is it not?
Bulletproof glass.
Yeah, they have bulletproof glass. They have something in the regular cars that if it hits, it won't wake. And in the cars of big men, they have bulletproof glass.
Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, Shadadanya, was asking if there could be a group photograph on the grass this morning after class. For 5 minutes.
That we are killing vegetables, but actually are not killing, they are already dead.
Also, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that says that there may be a fire on the ground, but the seed underneath the ground is still living. The tops may be cut, but the seed is still living.
Painting he has made.
He said it, he would complete it today, and he would like to show it to you tomorrow.
They keep putting their pictures there. I keep taking them off. And ISKCON Amsterdam keeps putting their pictures up in front of the books. I keep taking them down. They keep putting them up again.
Why are you going to take it?
I can't see the books.
Huh?
It's not possible to see the books with the pictures up. We can put them down at the end where there is some room. Yeah.
dressed in peacock feathers?
Hmm?
They're dressed in peacock feathers?
They're colored.
The dress. Bhagra is. Yeah.
দর্শন করে যাবো রাস্তায় দর্শন হয়ে যাবো
আপনি ছবি দেখতে পান আমাদের কোথায় কোথায় সব মন্দির আছে সেই সব ছবি
সন্ত মহারাজ গপ্প করছেন
এই 102 মন্দির আছে নিশ্চয়
শক্তি সন্ধান করেছেন বেরিয়ে বেরিয়ে এলেন আমাকে আপনি তো যা করেছেন সেই একটুখানে গত বছর যা দেখেছিলাম গত বছর এইটা পরিক্রমার সময় ছিল না এটা পরিক্রমার সময় এটা ছিল না নতুন
আমাদের সব পুতুল টুতুল আমি করেছিলাম সব গত বছর যেমন সব এখানকার গুন্ডারা সব এসে ভেঙে ঠেঙে
না উনি এসেছিলেন একদিন গোবিন্দ মহারাজ
কে
তপসী মহারাজ অতুলান্ত প্রভু
হ্যাঁ